This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. For a long time, I thought there were two kinds of people in the world, those who love doing jigsaw puzzles and those who would rather eat the pieces than spend hours on end trying to make them all fit. My wife being an example of the former, myself the latter. But now I realize there's a third kind of person as well, and that's the jigsaw puzzle enthusiast who isn't satisfied with the challenge of a so-called difficult puzzle, but wants to tackle instead a mind-boggling, purposefully deceptive, intensely intricate puzzle from hell, or in this case, Vermont. That's right. If you want a seriously tough jigsaw puzzle, look no further than the Stave Puzzle Company of Wilder, Vermont, which recently celebrated its 40th anniversary with a dastardly, devilish jigsaw puzzle contest that had a $40,000 first place prize for the winner. We'll find out about that in a moment. Joining us now from our studios at King Arthur Flower in Norwich to tell us more about it is President and CEO of Stave Puzzles, also known as the Chief Tormentor, Steve Richardson. Steve, thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning.
Well, before we get to the recent contest, first, what makes a Stave jigsaw puzzle unique?
Well, first, it is made out of five-ply wood with a cherry back, and they're crafted one piece at a time on an old-fashioned jigsaw. So this is not stamped out. It's not laser cut. It's not cardboard. It is a beautiful wooden polished back jigsaw puzzle. And we cut people's names into it and their birthdays, and we can integrate photos into a regular print scene. And so that's what makes the puzzle so sought after, is that the way we can personalize it.
Well, you must be one of those puzzle enthusiasts I spoke of in the lead. When did you first realize that you were crazy enough about jigsaw puzzles to want to make your own?
Actually, Mitch, it started when I was about 9 years old, when my grandfather, seeing that I loved to put together wooden jigsaw puzzles of my grandmother, gave me a new, small Dremel saw, and I started crafting puzzles at 9 years old. My career lasted exactly 1 week. By that time, I had butchered my fingers so much, and one time I ran the blade right up the middle of my index finger. And my mother, as she was dragging me up the stairs to take me to the hospital to get stitched up, unplugged my brand new saw, the love of my life, my saw, and threw it in the trash. She said, "Buddy, your career of making jigsaw puzzles is all over."
But, of course, as you got older, you came back to puzzles. I mean, I imagine that after that rather traumatic incident, you kept at least doing puzzles, trying to solve them.
Yeah, so there was something visually, and there's a tactile pleasure of holding a piece and sliding into play. So, yeah, it's great. It's a great distraction.
Steve, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I wonder if there's any kind of research that you're aware of into the kind of thinking that goes into solving a jigsaw, because it seems to me that a person who's good with spatial reasoning, visual problem solving, would be more attuned to what it takes to solve a good jigsaw puzzle than someone like me who likes crossword puzzles. Maybe that's more of a verbal kind of thing.
Yeah. Jigsaw puzzling is both left brain and right brain. We have a lot of situations where the husband is a lawyer and a brilliant lawyer, but very left brain, and not much left over in the right side of the brain to handle a jigsaw puzzle, and just stays away from them, while the wife has a more balanced brain, as do most women, I have to admit. She enjoys the left brain and right brain challenge.
Now, you've got a bigger staff now at Stave Puzzles. You're not putting these all together yourself. What do the folks do? How do they come up with ideas for creating really difficult jigsaw puzzles?
Well, there are 25 of us here, 23 women and 2 token males, me and a very talented graphic designer, Jeff. We know our place. We keep our head down and let the gals run the joint. How do we come up with this? Well, we have, of the 25 of us, I'd say half are crafting puzzles. We have 10 saws. The people that are crafting, by and large, have some artistic bent, and they will, after they've crafted puzzles for a while, they'll get some ideas. I'm the only one that comes up with the trick designs. My most famous one is Champ. Now, it has 44 pieces, but it goes together 32 different ways. When you put it together, way number one, the head is over to the left, the tail is over to the right, and then you have a serpentine shape of the monster. You have to rearrange the pieces so that Champ bites its own tail, so it loops back on itself. But you have to find inside that chain of pieces where there are duplicate swaps. They swap it with each other identically.
Well, that's why you're the chief tormentor.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear about the recent puzzle contest. You guys are celebrating your 40th anniversary, so you put up $40,000 for whoever could solve a particularly tough jigsaw puzzle. And how many people took part in the contest?
Well, at the party, which was 2 weekends ago at the Woodstock Inn, we had about 70 people that came from all over the country to compete. Of the 70, 20 signed up for the competition. You had to do the puzzle in 40 minutes, and it was only 40 pieces, but only it's in quotes because it went together so many different ways. So we started with 20 people. We had elimination rounds. The first 8 went on to the next round, and then we had the final 4. And they were each given a fully assembled 40-piece puzzle called Devil's Triangles, and they had 40 minutes to get all 4 solutions. Started at 2 o'clock, and by 2:40, no one had gotten one of the 4 solutions. So our next party will be in 5 years, so the same thing, 45. They know I'm not going to lightly put 40 grand or 45 grand or 50 grand on the table without them having to show a genius bent. But they came for the fun.
Well, they've got a lot of time to practice up before the next big challenge. Steve Richardson is the president and CEO and chief tormentor of Stave Puzzles in Wilder, Vermont. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mitch.